Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Cinema Gems. And as always, I'm your host, the Admirable Admiral. And we're in a video store somewhere in a hometown, so come find us. Yes, video stores still exist. And you're probably wondering, wait, you said we, but it's only been you for the past couple weeks. Well, of course, the Honorable Tesla is here, and he has his Jackalope Antler back. But I have a very special guest with me this week, all the way in from the future, Dr. Jim Strangeport. Mr. Jim, Dr. Jim, I don't know where you are in your timeline right now.
Six of one, half dozen of the other.
Whatever. But Dr. Jim Strangeport is here to review the Skywalker trailer, Star Wars Episode 9.
Woo!
So, Jim, how you been?
Pretty good. The Schwartz is strong with this one, so.
Good. For everyone else, yes, this is Dr. Jim Strangeport, the same one that we have the podcast with, Welcome to the World Tomorrow. Hey, life happens, but Futurama's been canceled off and on for a couple years now, so, you know, this is us paying homage to it.
That's right. We gotta take our time, because eventually we're gonna run out.
Exactly. Maybe we'll do comic books.
Maybe.
Who knows? Futurama comic books, not just regular comic books.
Welcome to our Futurama podcast. This week we're talking Batman.
All right, so we're going to go with Star Wars Episode 9, Rise of the Skywalker. Yep. So the title. Does that mean Kylo Ren? Does that mean Rey?
Is Anakin coming back from the grave? Who knows? I feel like they're going to retcon the whole Rey's a nobody. But I kind of hope they don't. And it's like Luke's rise to become one with the Force.
Okay. All right. I still think she's a Kenobi.
Mm.
I stand by that.
Yeah, I can see that. But you also bring up a good point. Kylo Ren is the grandson of Vader. He could consider himself a Skywalker by the end of this movie.
Yeah. So. You don't know, because he's still... I mean, technically, he...
Because Rey was trying to redeem him, so... Yeah.
He is a Solo, but...
That's true.
He loves his grandfather so much.
He is a Solo Skywalker.
Yeah. Ooh, Solo Skywalker. Which, apparently, Solo is made up, so... Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you know.
Out of Solo, that was the one point where I was like, oh my god. Why?
Right.
I was like, why? You could have been... It could have been anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so first we got Rey and taking on a TIE Interceptor.
Yes.
Basically, kind of like North by Northwest?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
That's what I thought it was homage to.
I have to say, this is one of my favorite things in the whole trailer, because I've played so many Star Wars games where I've tried to do exactly what she's doing. So if it works, I was right the whole time. All those video games suck for not allowing you to take down a TIE with a lightsaber. Every one of them.
I'm really excited. This scene looks pretty awesome. I'm assuming this is later in the movie?
I would guess. It would be... I mean, think of how awesome it's going to be, though. If she does that flip, lets out the lightsaber, and just slices the TIE in half.
Yep. And then Kylo Ren rises out of his TIE Interceptor, and that's the rise of the Skywalker.
That's right, he gets back up.
Exactly.
He stands up. That's the whole movie. It's just Kylo Ren getting out of a chair.
Exactly, there you go. I'm really interested in this. Kylo Ren's forging his mask back together, if you check that out. We also see John Boyega and Poe Dameron.
Yes.
And
I'm glad by everyone's character name except Finn.
Yeah.
John Boyega is just that cool. He needs credit.
We see them kind of off on a buddy cop comedy. That's what it looks like.
I would pay to see a buddy cop comedy film like Rush Hour in Star Wars with Finn and Poe.
Yeah. And Rose is back. As much people as they didn't like Rose, she's back.
I don't know what anyone had against Rose. She was a pretty cool character.
Yeah. I don't know if she is still in love with Finn. I don't know if Finn is in love with her or if he's in love with Rey.
Well, I love... did you watch the panel that they released this at?
No.
Okay, because they asked John Boyega, basically, is he in love with Rose or Ray or whatever, and he's like, I'm just in love with Poe, man.
I mean, who isn't, right?
And Oscar Isaac, literally, they just, like, look at each other like, sup, bro?
So Lando is back. We get to see Lando. Yes.
Which just led to my favorite meme ever, by the way.
Oh, what? I want my shit back.
The whole thing about, I'll get that shit back over my dead body, and then Lando flying the Falcon with a giant smile from this trailer.
Exactly. That's it. 100%.
I'm back over his dead body.
Do you think he's going to die after this, in this movie?
Man, I hope not. Like, I love that, you know, this is definitely the end of the original saga. We don't have to kill everyone. Like, right. Clearly we're never going to see Luke or Han or Leia again after this movie. Do we really have to finalize that Lando's never coming back either? Like, can we just let him live?
Yeah. Like, let the guy live. Look, just let him live.
Right.
And then you got Chewie hanging out with him. I thought that was nice.
Yeah.
That him and Chewie were hanging out.
Yeah.
Then after that, we got him flying through hyperspace, which was really nice.
Yep.
I bet Lando's like, flies just like she used to.
Oh, I hope to God he is, too.
Which, by the way, does that mean he's going to clean her up, unlike Han Solo did? Let it just go to, like, horrible things after the Solo Star Wars story? Clean lungs? Dirty lungs. Like, that's all I remember.
Yes. He might. He might clean it up.
And, you know what other meme I like the most? But talk about Lando. It's Lando waking up out of a hospital bed, and the nurse goes, how's it going, Mr. Calrissian? How are you feeling? Oh, boy, I really can't wait to see my old buddy Han. Where is he? Oh.
Oh, man.
He's not around. What?
Love it. Oh, I love it. That's sick, and I love it.
And then we get to see another desert planet, but it's not Jakku, obviously, because of what happened, that they let the blast, you know, the half blast happen of the Death Star.
Wait, what?
And Rogue One. I remember when they
blew up Jakku in that.
No, they blew up half the power. They said half power.
Oh, okay.
So they blew up half of it.
Well, no, that was Jedha. That was Jedha.
I'm sorry, Jedha. Jedha. Yeah. So Jedha. So they blew up. They got it at half transmission or whatever. So they did that. So it could be Jedha, but another part. But it probably is Jakku, because that would be nice for her to go back to Jakku.
Yeah, I hope to God, honestly, it's not Tatooine.
Oh, jeez.
Like, out of 8 movies, how many have had Tatooine involved? I think 4 or like 5 out of the first 6 they went to Tatooine at one point.
Yeah, they are all on Tatooine except for
everything except 5. Empire.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. How do you feel about the Emperor's Laugh?
Oh man, that's spooky. That's ominous. It's probably going to end up being nothing. It's probably going to be like a false flag just to freak everyone out. But I hope to God that there's something to that.
There's also...
imagine a big fight between all the Force ghosts. They bring back every Jedi, every...
Qui-Gon Jinn?
Yeah, all of them. All back as Force ghosts in a giant, epic lightsaber ghost fight. Imagine that.
But wait, how would they have a lightsaber fight if they're ghosts?
Ghost lightsabers.
Oh, okay. That means once you get cut, then you're really dead.
Yeah.
Well... It's George Lucas has stated that the Sith cannot become Force Ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it could either be robots that Palpatine is embodied. It could be another clone. It could be also... you're familiar with the Harry Potter universe, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
So you know what a Horcrux is, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Sith can kind of do that in the Star Wars universe. They can inhabit something that can, you know, they can use to come back to life.
Interesting.
Yeah. Or it's just a recording. donuts.
Yeah. Yeah. He's pulled a Moriarty on us all, though. That's
it? Is it the Moriarty?
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people are upset about this.
Really?
A lot of people are upset that the Emperor's back, because they're like, what the fuck? Like, what?
I mean, you know, wasn't there some, like, I know I'm going to get hounded by Star Wars fans for this, but in Episode 3, he tells Anakin about the guy who cheated death, right?
Darth Plagueis the Wise?
That's right.
Yeah.
What if, since the Emperor knew the story of this guy, what if he also knows how to cheat death?
Well, there's a theory out that his master was Darth Plagueis, and he learned how to he killed him in his sleep and learned the power.
True.
So you never know.
Yeah.
But there's also a theory out that Snoke, it's Snoke? I don't know.
Who knows? I honestly hope they don't end up retconning much of what was done in Last Jedi.
Just the Rey thing?
Like, I hope they don't retcon any of it. I liked The Last Jedi enough, and I think it would be a terrible waste of everything that happened in that movie for them to just be like, nope, we gotcha.
I hope that they just retcon maybe, like, Kylo Ren's like, I was lying to you. Obviously, your dad is Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like,
I don't know. I kind of like her just being a nobody, because that way it kind of widens the universe a little more. Granted, if they're going to end all of this Skywalker saga anyway in this one, why not? You know.
Well, there's also a theory out that she's a clone of Palpatine.
That's an interesting one.
Because she has a staff, and the way she fights just like Palpatine did in Revenge of the Sith.
That's interesting.
So she could be Palpatine.
Now, you know, here's an interesting theory I hope no one else has had yet. What if that laugh turns out to be Jar Jar?
Yes.
And George Lucas just walks out and goes, I already got your money. Ha! Suck it, Disney.
Exactly. Sorry, that was a customer that wanted to rent The Clone Wars. Not The Clone Wars, the TV show that's still happening. The Clone Wars. Remember the old ones that were like 2 to 3 minutes?
Cartoon Network, the hand-drawn ones? Yeah.
Yeah. They wanted to watch those. I love those! Those are probably the best thing since the movies, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. They were awesome.
Okay, if it's Jar Jar. Alright, cool. Yeah, alright. So that would be funny. That'd be interesting. That'd be different.
Yeah, it'd make people suddenly love The Last Jedi again.
Oh God, please. Yoda would be nice to see again.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that they bring back the Force Ghost Yoda alongside like a Force Ghost Luke. That's actually, these are all crazy theories aside. That's my actual hopes. I do hope to see a Force Ghost version of Luke. Alongside maybe like a Yoda, and I honestly I'd love to see like Ewan McGregor come back as Obi-Wan in that form.
Okay.
Kind of almost like a little.
Like Hayden Christensen at Return of the Jedi, the remastered edition.
Yeah, like you know, and that's the only issue is that like it would take a little explaining as to why Ewan McGregor as a Force Ghost managed to de-age himself.
Yeah.
You know, but. I think it would be nice, though, to see, if nothing else, like, a couple of other, like, you know...
Like Qui-Gon Jinn, Mace Windu...
Yeah, like, some of them, it'd be nice to see, like, at the very least, Yoda and Luke.
Yeah. Well, see, the only thing is that Luke would have to introduce who Yoda is to Rey, because Rey has no idea who Yoda is.
That's true.
So she doesn't understand...
Yeah.
...who he is.
So that's true.
You have to be like, this is my master, who I learned from.
Yeah. And the only reason I have that idea is because you do hear Luke in the trailer saying, like, we have passed on everything to you.
Yep.
And I feel like that means there's going to be more than just him, I hope. Maybe Han will show back up in a big surprise to everyone. Harrison Ford will come back.
1,000 generations?
Yeah. 1,000 generations of Solo.
Um, And then we see the remnants of the... I'm assuming that's the second Death Star?
I would guess, because the first one got blown to tiny little pieces, I thought, so...
Yeah.
Maybe it's part of a Starkiller base.
And the second one... The second star... The second Death Star was bigger, too. I think it was twice as big as the first one.
Yes.
Do you think this is Endor that we're on? The desert plan?
That'd be interesting.
You
like
never...
a different, maybe, you know, we have the forest moon of Endor. What if there's also, like, a desert moon?
The desert moon of Endor. Or if it's just Endor itself.
That'd be nice.
Like, Endor itself is a desert.
That'd be cool. Huh. Well, but the thing is, it looks like it's, in my opinion, I thought it looked like it was downed in, like, water and like, a lake.
Oh, okay. So the water moon of Endor.
Yes.
But yeah, and then
Endor was really close to Kamino the whole time.
Those silly Kaminians.
Yep.
I'm super excited for this. I'm really interested in this movie.
Yeah, same.
A lot of people are upset. A lot of people don't want to see it because of The Last Jedi. But I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I feel like people are really upset that Last Jedi broke expectations of what it was, but that's why I liked it. It wasn't just another, okay, predictable, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. Like, none of that happened. Nothing went correct. And that's, I mean, you got to think about it. That's what Empire Strikes Back did to everyone. No one saw that coming, that Vader was Luke's father.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I like it. I hope it's good. And honestly, I'm also kind of glad that it's the last Star Wars movie for a little while.
Yeah.
I love Star Wars, but, man, Disney owns too many things I love that they're just not doing anything with because they have Star Wars and Marvel to make money.
Muppets.
Like, Tron 3 has been on hold for, like, 10 years now.
Holy shit, it has.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been waiting a decade to see if Flynn lives. So, come on, Disney.
But all I gotta say is Tron fights for the users.
It's true. I want a Tron 3 with Ram back too.
Wow.
Bring that actor back to prominence. He had two damn movies. He better be in Bill and Ted 3 too.
All right. So we're gonna move on to the fact of the day. Fact of the day. Floating cities above the clouds of Venus may be our best bet for becoming a two-planet species. Conditions there are similar to Earth. A human wouldn't need a pressurized suit. The gravity, it's familiar. I mean, the gravity is similar. Transit times are shorter than Mars.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cloud City.
Exactly. Oh, maybe that's what Bespin already was.
Maybe.
It was Venus.
Turns out the galaxy wasn't so far away.
In the U.S., meat is treated with carbon monoxide to make it look fresh.
Huh.
Ew?
I mean, yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah. 20% of women experience foot pain just after 10 minutes of wearing high heels.
Hey, I mean, if I wore high heels for like 2 minutes, I'd experience foot pain, so...
Sir Isaac Newton was born prematurely on Christmas morning. He was given little chance to survive.
Huh. And yet he rose above it.
He did. He did rise. Everyone thought Abraham Lincoln was ugly, including himself. Once, when he was accused of being two-faced, he replied, "If I have two faces, would I be wearing this one?"
That's a good one. I like Lincoln.
That's such a Lincoln thing to say.
It is, too.
Swearing can be as powerful as painkillers by releasing endorphins.
That's damn good to know.
Yeah. During a car crash, 40% of the drivers never even hit the brakes.
Huh.
I know I hit my brakes any chance I get with somebody in front of me.
Well, you know. They don't hit the brakes, but they hit that other car. That's,
yeah. I don't give a fuck. First appeared in a 1719 poem.
Sounds very 1719.
Yep. Yep. All right, and the last one. Humans aren't nutritious, so ancient cannabis probably devoured humans for other reasons. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. I wonder what other reason you'd have for eating a person.
Sex?
True. Also, just they're annoying.
I don't know.
Good way to get rid of someone, I guess. I don't know.
Alright, guys, we're going to move on to the news! News! Alright. TV Bites. Season 3 of Marvelous Miss Maisel has added Sterling K. Brown to the Amazon Prime series. I've not seen it, but I hear it's amazing, so I'm going to probably watch it soon.
It's pretty funny. It's really good. Good.
It's pretty funny? Okay, cool. Sequel talk. No more Star Wars movies for a while, just like Jim said. I'm excited about this, but maybe we'll get... So the last one, we had 10-year gap between Revenge of the Sith and Force Awakens, so maybe this one will be 5?
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Michelle Yeoh is added to the Avatar sequels as a doctor, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Or maybe the villain. I don't know. I'm kind of excited about this. Also, James Bond 25 has just been riddled with like things that's been happening. First, they lost the director. Then they got a new one. Then the date got pushed back from this year. From the end of this year to beginning of next year. Then it got pushed back again to April of next year. Now they're like, hey, can we bring in a writer named Phoebe Waller-Bridge to, you know, doctor up the script? That'd be great. It's just like going through so many things.
Yeah. By the time they finally get this one made, they'll announce who the next Bond is going to be.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, and reboot rumors, they're reshooting Dr. Doolittle, and I don't know if you knew, but Robert Downey Jr. was in this one.
I think, from what I read, it's going to be like an animated one, right?
I think it is, but I thought it was supposed to be live action.
I don't know. I've read about this one, but I don't remember.
Do you think it's going to pay homage to the Eddie Murphy one?
Well, the Eddie Murphy one was already a remake.
Yeah, no, but is it going to pay homage to both?
I don't know. There's also there's another remake of the same general idea out there, but it's like about a kid.
Oh yeah, Little Dr. Doolittle or something.
Something like that, yeah.
You know what I always get mixed up with Dr. Doolittle? The Island of Dr. Moreau.
There's a crossover for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Doolittle visits the Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, guys, so that has been our show. Jim, thank you for coming back on, man. It was so good to have you back on.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure.
All right, guys, so thank you, Marty the Arrogant Zibber, for letting us use your website, lowrampictures.com. Also, Kevin George, thank you for letting us use your music. And also, guys, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram on Holland Sci-Fi. And also, you can go ahead and email us at cinemagems15@gmail.com and let us know, hey, you guys suck, or hey... You guys suck about the Rise of Skywalker trailer being good. Or, hey, it's Darth Plagueis the Wise, bitch.
You know.
Whatever you want to say.
Anything at all.
Yep. Also, don't forget to go check out Swamp Tales. It is a very wonderful storybook about trolls. And, you know, basically just kind of like troll fairy tales about, you know, different little odd things that you do each about their day. And the colorer is you. You color the pages yourself. It is really, really fascinating. So go check it out. You know, you got graduation coming up. You can give it to give it to somebody for graduation. Give it to somebody going off to college. Just be like, hey, here you go. Here's a coloring book for you. Yeah?
You'd be surprised how useful that is in college.
Oh, yeah. You get bored as fuck. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But guys, that's all I got. Jim, once again, thank you for coming. But we will see you guys next week. Bye. Wipe your hooves and see you later. Bye.